All right, episode 88. We're back, Rob.
We are back.
And you're back.
I'm back.
I know, which is exciting.
I know.
Super exciting. I missed
wonderful,
this.
Wonderful little vacation, and now I'm back.
I know.
And ready to talk about the things that the people want to hear about.
What do they want? I mean, what do people want to hear about?
They want to hear about breaking news.
Okay. The drum roll, please.
And I suppose the most recent late breaking news, as of this podcast, would be... certainly one of your idols, I know, Elon Musk and his raging, maniacal takeover of Twitter.
Yes.
And now the latest and greatest episode, Chapter 14, is that he is now rebranding it X.
Yes, the letter X. Yeah. When you think of X, what's the first thing you think of?
I think of X marks the spot.
Okay. All right. You know, I've seen some funny headlines of X marks the bots. Because of the bot takeover of Twitter.
Of course, so. That would be a good one.
No one's going to reference this, but I think of the Kiss, the popular Kiss song when they took the makeup
off. Let's put the X in sex?
Yes, isn't that random?
Even more random.
Or I think of Triple X, the wrestler. Wasn't there a wrestler that did the X thing?
Hang on, so. Even more random, let's put the X in sex. I believe Kyler's father... had something to do with the production
the
of
the audio engineering
album.
Of that?
Yeah, of the audio.
What?
I think he worked on that out. We're going to have to fact check that.
Okay.
But I think that's right.
Here's what we'll do. Between episodes, let's fact check that, and then we'll mention that in the next episode.
And then we'll
episode.
Mention that in the next episode. Yeah. I think that's right,
let's
though.
Let's put the X in sex.
Let's hope that's right.
Very weird music video. I believe it was all black and white. It was very strange to see them without the makeup. You know, and I'm not a big Kiss guy. I don't love Kiss. You know,
no.
But it was a topic. So, but anyway, yeah, Twitter to X. Elon has had a fascination with the letter X forever, it seems like.
What is do you know what the foundation of the fascination is?
I don't know why he has a fascination with the letter X. I know that, and I am not an Elon aficionado or chronicler or historian. You know, I just know what I've read through the news, right? I do know that, remember, he was part of the original PayPal conglomerate and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. He wanted it to be called X.
Yeah.
You know, that didn't happen. Obviously, the board changed the rules and things. There is a anecdote that he wanted to name one of his children X. And was rejected by whatever state, either California or Texas.
Well, he did name his kid something odd.
Yeah, it's all sorts of weird
numerals,
symbols,
or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
SpaceX.
Yeah, and we've got SpaceX. I was going to mention that. Sure. Yeah, so he has had a lifelong obsession with the letter X. You know.
Okay.
I think I'm a Twitter lover. I mean, I've been on Twitter for over a decade.
You are a Twitter lover.
I don't know. Am I a power user? Probably. I mean, I'm on Twitter every single day. I mean, I love Twitter. It's my favorite, you know, love it for sports. I used to love it for breaking journalism when you could trust verified sources, you know, I love my comic book community on Twitter. I think it's none of the social platforms have historically made me laugh as much as Twitter has made, you know,
it forces people to be witty.
Yeah, yeah. So it's funny, you know what I mean? And I have an appreciation for funny headlines and funny little takes and things, you know, and sarcasm and all that good stuff. And Twitter is the cream of the crop for that, right? So I do love the Twitter. It has taken a sharp turn to an interesting place, for sure. And I think what's interesting is his vision of, hey, it could be so much more, you know what I mean? And that's what he was with PayPal and everything back in the day. It was, can you have one solitary app where you can do all your messaging, you can do banking and you know, financial transactions, you know,
right.
A little bit of WhatsApp and stuff, maybe even calling, right? I mean, when he took over, maybe there's a, hey, you can call people through their username. Like, that's the last thing I want is spam calls from Twitter through my username, right? But interesting ecosystem. Why you would need to spend $44 billion to build that on something that I don't understand. But that's beside the point, I guess.
You know? I mean, we always say things are worth what people want to pay for them. Mm-hmm. And so clearly he felt it was worth that.
Absolutely.
Who knows?
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't agree with that, but who knows? But it seems to me like, and this is leading up to what we want to talk about, which is the idea of the rebranding and whether that's good, bad, or whatever. But it seems like ever since he took over, there's no real plan.
No, it seems
there's
like
there's no down the line thinking or future planning. It just
very spur of the moment.
It's whatever he wakes up and feels like he wants to do that day.
I agree.
To get headlines and shock the world.
Yeah, it kind of feels like we're just beta testing in real time. You know?
Yeah,
and it's like, Twitter's broken again today, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, but this is busted, all right, whatever.
But it even to me feels like a step before beta testing. like it feels like it's not even, they've decided it's something they should test. It's just one renegade literally waking up and going, what do I want to do today?
Yeah, we're gonna change this.
What
today?
Are we gonna do today? Yeah,
exactly.
And I think when it comes to rebranding Twitter.
Yes.
I think about it from, well, first off, the Twitter brand is great and has a lot of equity and a lot of value in it. I think we could all, Jack Dorsey did a great job and built the thing and it's wonderful. And even the design of the bird. I mean, we had however many designers just to get to that simplified bird
from
a visual standpoint, which is great. It's a great logo.
Yeah.
It still stands out on your phone amidst the sea of apps and everything else, I think.
Totally agreed.
And what my first, I guess, when I saw it or I heard that it was going to be, we're rebranding it X, like right, wrong, or whatever, it was, have they thought about the implications of rolling out a new brand?
No, clearly not.
So I thought that's how I first thought about it, was in terms of like, I'm not sure he knows what all that entails. And it was like, okay, great. We projected an X on the side of the building at night.
Yeah.
And we took down signs and we didn't tell anybody. And we're doing all these Elon Musk things.
Yeah, sure.
But then it dawned on me, like, even today, as I was working on some things today, I'm in all of these other applications linking to Twitter, like, and it was dawning on me, like, it trickles down so far.
Absolutely.
That in order to roll out the production side of that digitally, physically, and everything else is a monumental task.
Absolutely.
And I think
it'll touch millions of organizations.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Globally.
Yeah. Globally. And I think, I don't know if he believes this or not, but it seems like he thinks, I just changed the logo and hit a button and it just.
Yeah. Bloop. Yeah.
And now it's just X everywhere.
Yeah.
So it seemed that seemed really odd to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also too, there was no. Again, going back to the like Elon, it seems like he wakes up in the morning and decides he wants to do something and then just does it.
Sure.
There was no like lead up to it or any.
No, it was a surprise.
It was a surprise.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I first reacted to it, was the production part of it.
Okay. Now you leaded your preamble with good, bad, or indifferent. You know, what do you think it is as of right now, the moment that we're recording this, you know?
I mean, as of right now, I think that.
Do you think it's a good decision? You think it's a bad decision?
I think that, I mean, my gut tells me it's not a great decision. And I think the reason for that is primarily because you took all of this value and equity, right? That's generally positive.
Yeah, and that's part of the cost of why you bought it, right?
I mean, sure. I mean, the brand value alone is however many billions of that 44. Sure. And to take that and flush it down the toilet, it seems like an impulse move from somebody who doesn't necessarily know the implications of doing that.
Yeah,
was kind of my first thought. Now, I mean, I get the like, hey. You want it to be something different.
Yeah.
Like I understand the mindset. You want it to be this holistic, much broader thing. And you felt like Twitter somehow limited that vision.
Yeah.
Which I don't think it did.
I don't think it did.
I think
either.
You could have just built.
Yeah.
You just built your vision into the brand.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, I would say, you know, if you ask me right now, I would say, probably not a great decision.
Yeah, I'm going to echo that decision, and my take on it is not dissimilar to yours. I mean, I do think that you've got billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of brand equity that's recognized globally, right? Even in multiple languages, right? People still, I'm in Bangladesh, I'm in wherever, I'm in, Eastern Europe, or I'm in South America or whatever. It's tweet, you have created a word. Right. That is it's a noun, it's a verb, it's an adjective, not dissimilar to Google. Right. We have created sort of our own language. Oh, you Google that now,
right.
it is a little bit of everything. Right. And brands would I mean, people would kill each other to be able to get that level of market penetration, right? I mean, Kleenex forever. You know, even when we were kids growing up in the biz, right? It's Kleenex was always utilized as the preeminent example of we have named something that has now become ubiquitous with tissue paper, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. You're buying puffs. You're buying other boxes of tissue paper. No one calls it tissue paper.
No.
You know, everyone calls it Kleenex, right? The next great example of that is definitely Google, right? I mean, Google is just, you know, it's become its own thing, right? It's, you Google it, whether you're in Safari or Bing or wherever the case may be, right? I mean, there's other examples.
Band-Aids.
Like,
Post-it notes.
Saltines. You know, I mean, it, you know, there's, you know, there are things that have become well, Twitter is definitely that, right? It is its own name. It's its own action. It's its own, you know, language, right? And then to replace that with something that you don't really know how to say, right? Like, okay, it's no longer a tweet. It's a Zeet.
Don, it's an X.
Yeah, it's an X. You know what I mean? And I get a kick out of, you know, X is the universal symbol for no. X is the do not do this.
Yeah.
Right? Which I found interesting, right?
Well, so but the flip side of that would be X marks the spot.
Yeah, no, agreed.
You know.
But I think in terms of universal, the point I'm making, I guess, in terms of universal brand recognition and visual language all around the world, right? Like the bird, the tweet, the thing, you know what I mean? Like it is its thing, right? Universal symbols, X generally means do not do this. Check mark is a good thing. Is a go.
Yeah.
You know? So I, you know, again, I love the letter X too. It's a cool letter, you know, whatever. So I think it's a, I think I've been joking throughout the last couple of days. Like I thought that the HBO removal from HBO Max might be the biggest brand decision.
Yeah.
You know, like topical. Was it a horrible mistake? You know, and I get it. We've got the Discovery Channel. We got other stuff besides HBO. I mean, I understand that, but the power of the HBO brand, that was such a big deal when they decided to just go with the general term Max, right? I thought, oh, that might be the most controversial branding decision. Like, no way. This totally blows it out of the water, in my opinion. Like, and I don't know, like take a poll of the top 500 CMOs of Fortune whatevers, you know, like, I don't know that anybody would agree that it was a great idea to just wake up one morning and flush away my brand equity.
I think part of that is because there's no logic behind it.
Yeah.
Like if
well, it's subjectivity. It's I like X.
There's no right. So and the other thing too is like it I'm thinking about like Twitter. The idea of Twitter, the brand of Twitter and tweet and like that's not just going to die.
Yeah, microblogging.
Like that's gonna well. I mean, the brand itself, like the word tweets and Twitter, like it's not gonna die. Here's where I'm going with this. Let's talk about another X rebrand. So I remember back when Comcast rebranded and turned into Xfinity.
Correct.
And that was, I don't know. I mean, how many years ago? Dude, we were working.
Together. We were working on Comcast.
We were working on it.
That would have been 15 years
15
ago.
15 years ago.
Yeah,
15 years ago. So 15 years of brand development around Xfinity, and to this day, I still call it Comcast.
Everybody still calls it Comcast. Yeah.
Comcast.com takes you to Xfinity.
Yeah.
So the idea that Comcast. As a word, right? As a kind of a made-up word, has a nice feel to it. Comcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can say it. You can. Xfinity is this weird, made-up something that doesn't really roll off the tongue, and it's kind of doesn't have a whole lot of personality.
Do you remember why they did? I mean, I'm showing my ignorance.
I don't know.
Because
they did that.
Because it wasn't like it. You know. Because I remember working on this stuff with you. Like, it wasn't like, oh, now we have voice and we have internet and we have TV. So the bundle is called Xfinity. You know, because we did all the bundle stuff while it was still Comcast, right?
Right.
So I don't know if it was a hierarchy thing. I mean, technically
someone
Google
pissing
is
on a fire hydrant somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, technically Google is owned by Alphabet. And, you know, I don't go to Meta to check on my aunt's posts. You know, even though everything is branded Meta, you know, nobody calls it Meta. We call it, you know, Facebook, right?
And it's so and Twitter, I mean, great name.
Yeah. Retweets.
Great logo, great visual system. So unique and just playful and fun and great. and it has so much personality in the name and the design of it, and then you go to X.
Yeah.
And it
loses
a lot. It just loses a lot of personality. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with it.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's a plan, but
I don't know either. It still is, as much as everybody hates it, it still is the 800-pound gorilla of the microblogging. And by that I mean, okay, so all those people were fired from Twitter. They all got hired by Meta, speaking of Meta, right? And they launched Threads. Right. Threads was launched maybe a couple weeks ago. Right. And it was, oh, my God, they got 5 million people in a day. And then it was, oh, my God, they have 100 million people or 70 million or whatever it was.
Yeah. Right? I think it got over 100 million.
Yeah. Well, in 1 week, the user base, they went from 21 minutes a day down to less than 4 minutes
like
a day.
Average
yeah,
user.
In 1 week, it went from 21 minutes a day to less than 4 minutes. And their daily active users crashed almost a full 80%. It was in the high 70s. It was like 77% of users immediately stopped using it, right? And part of that, I'm reading between the lines here, though. Part of that is my Meta crowd, my Facebook crowd, the groups that I follow because of my hobbies and all my family members, that isn't the same audience that you follow on Twitter, right? Twitter people are not technically my friends. You know what I mean?
That's where we argue.
Well, yeah, we argue, we complain about things, we do customer service interaction, my flight is delayed, my luggage is lost, whatever, right? But I also follow, the New York Times and I do those types of things, right? And, I've got all these other hobbies or these other people I know through hobbies, and maybe I interact with them on Twitter, but I'm not Facebook friends. Like, I don't need backyard photos of your grilling and this and that, And also, I don't want my aunt or my grandma seeing what I'm tweeting about if I'm, microblogging out in the ether, right?
Okay.
So there's limited crossover. I'm not surprised at all to see the Meta numbers crash because there's not really a crossover of target audience, in my opinion.
Now, so. I don't know anything about Thread. I don't know anything about Twitter, really, but with Thread, is it...
You cut yourself short because you do know about them. You're just not as...
I'm not an active user. Yeah. Is Thread integrated with Facebook?
Threads, because of... Yeah, that's how...
I mean, I know they're both owned by Meta, but I mean, is there immediately out of the gate integration between the two?
Yeah, it's a standalone app, but kind of similar to how Instagram was purchased by Meta.
Yeah.
You could then go, oh, hey... By the way, we know all your Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Follow them over here. So there is an easy, seamless way to integrate that. But I don't need one ecosystem and four apps for the same people. Like, okay, so I've got all my Facebook friends.
Right.
Now I've got my Messenger, because that's its own app. Now I've got Instagram, and now I've got Threads. I have four separate apps that are all tying into the same level of friends. That makes no sense to me. It's crazy.
Okay, but you don't think the and what you're suggesting is it's not I don't know what the word is. I don't know that it's not.
I'm not surprised that the user base crashed.
But they couldn't pull enough from pull enough just Twitter users.
Yeah.
To jump the shark. I mean, because.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's miserable on Twitter and wants their blue sky codes and wants out, and they want Hive to be successful. They want other things to be successful. But it's really until, the larger corporations adopt it, until Atlanta United or the 49ers or the Braves and all of the New York Times and the San Francisco, when all of the things really actually abandon Twitter, right, that's when Twitter will, that's when whatever the alternate
will take off.
We'll take off, I feel like. So, and Blue Sky, which is Jack, you mentioned Jack Dorsey. I mean, that's Jack Dorsey's new version of Twitter, right? I mean, it'll be...
You got your invite yet?
No.
Sore spot?
It's a little bit of a... I was driving and missed an opportunity to snatch a code.
Okay.
I got a DM, hey, do you still need a code? And I didn't see the message until a couple hours later because I was on the road. And my daughter got the code instead. And so now I'm waiting for her to invite me. And then,
she's holding all the cards right now.
I know, exactly. So, and I think each user on Blue Sky, I think you get a code. You get maybe one or two codes every 2 weeks or something if you keep using
it. But it's up and running. It's up and running. This isn't a beta thing. This is just we're slow... building it?
It still is glitchy from what I understand.
Okay.
It's not perfect and it still is, but they did open it up for, invite codes so that they can start seeing the data, start testing, because it's my understanding it's, similar to Twitter, but it is decentralized in terms of servers architecture.
Well, I think, and just to wrap it up, but I think that getting back to X, the rebranding of Twitter as X, The problem I see is that X, formerly known as Twitter, as a product has an is going through an identity crisis.
Absolutely.
Musk has no idea who it is, what it is. He's making up the rules as he goes. Do I get a check mark? Do I charge for a check? Yeah. And so until any company knows what they do and what they are, the task of branding them effectively is near impossible.
You're correct. That's great. It's an astute observation.
You know, without them knowing who they are, how can they go tell the world who they are?
Yeah, yeah.
Visually or otherwise.
Yeah, and to your point, I mean, it was $20 a month, and then he got an argument with Stephen King online and said, how about $8? And then it became $8 for everybody to get the blue check,
It's insanity.
Yeah, so it's how can you brand something that kind of, you know, is a moving target, but also they don't have a firm understanding of who they are.
Right.
You know, they're kind of having an identity crisis, you know?
Well, it'll be interesting to see. This just happened yesterday, I guess, July the 24th, if my dates are right. But it'll be interesting to revisit this 6 months down the road and a year down the road and see what, see if we have egg on our faces or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're giving it the thumbs down as of today.
I'm giving it a big thumbs down. I think it's a horrible mistake.
Horrible mistake.
From a brand architecture perspective, so.
All right. Well, let us know what you think.
Yeah. Drop us a note. Where can everybody drop us a note, Rob?
You can find us on the internets at mocktheagency.com, of course, and on all the socials, even X, at mocktheagency.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, everybody.